Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Peites, and we are on Peches Mabeis towards the bottom, but there's one ha'ara that I wanted to make from yesterday, and that is, we quoted a machlokas exactly how the menorah was structured. Was the menorah structured as being able to be bent down to be able to be cleaned, or was it separate parts, and therefore they took parts of it off, the top parts of the neighbors, machlokas based on drushes, which we're about to quote as well, in a minute. But just related to that, there is a question that we have mentioned in a mitzvah shir in the past, maybe even in the daf shir, and that is based on a Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. The Rambam says in Perek Tes, v'chein hadlokas neiros ksheira bizarim. Lighting the menorah in the base of Mikdash is kasher by azar. Lefichach im heitiv kohen esaneros votzian lachutz mutul azar ladikon. Therefore, if a kohen lights the menorah and then brings it im heitiv aneros, if he prepares the menorah and he takes them outside, so then the zar can light them. The zar is not allowed to go to the heichal ever. Right, there's never a reason for a zar to go to the heichal where the menorah was. So if the menorah is taken out and the zar lights it, that is okay. The Ravid says, how could you say that? That he could do the lachad chila only b'diavad if he did it. That's what the Ravid argues. Not as extreme a machlokas as the Ravid usually has. But that is that's the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah says, why? Because havi lekamo shchita delav avodi v'ksher bizarim. The Kesef Mishnah says, it's like shchita. Just like a zar could do shchita, so too a zar can light the menorah. The problem is, ask the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Ches, v'zeh kamishanim iksheshi al din zeh shal Rambam. I've been bothered by this for years and years. Why? Habim menorah vaday hadlakos a mitzvah v'lo anacha. By menorah, in the Mikdash, l'chora, we should say hadlakos a mitzvah. What does that mean? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, as we know from Hilchos Chanukah, that when I light the menorah, all the conditions, or as to say, when I light the Chanukiah of Chanukah, all the conditions of the mitzvah must be present when I light the menorah. For in other words, I can't light the menorah and then add enough oil, if it only had an oil to burn for 5 minutes. I can't light it in an area where the windows open and naturally the candle will go out in 2 minutes and then it does not, then I close the window. I can't do that. I can't light it in a place where it is not, does not fulfill the mitzvah of pursuing his son, then I can change it and put it in the place. I have to have the conditions ready as I light it. That's versus hanacha osa mitzvah. But there is a hadlaka osa mitzvah. Rashi says there, how do you know hadlaka osa mitzvah? Rashi quotes two words. Kidashkechan b'menorah. Like you find by the menorah in the base of Mikdash. Rashi says, beferish, that hadlaka osa mitzvah by Mikdash. So it says in Menachas Chinuch l'chora, the Rambam also holds of that, there's no reason to think otherwise. And therefore, if you hold hadlaka osa mitzvah, so how is it possible for the Kohen to carry out the menorah and have the Zor lighted outside? It's hadlaka osa mitzvah, so they're not being able to do the mitzvah. V'yim kem kivit demakam ha-menorah b'heichal, v'adik zorach lahavlik b'mkoma ha-inu heichal, sh'o lo b'mkoma lo asa klum, v'yim kasav ha-rambam, v'aray v'dal dal kasav b'chutz k'shera, v'yachar z'man matzaz y'kush yuzyu b'sefer ma'isir rokeach, v'ayin otach ha-ziyadi k'es. So that is the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch does not answer. So I mentioned a couple of days after that an answer was suggested that maybe it's based on this Gemara. This Gemara on Daf Pei Chesma Beis, where the Gemara has, according to one opinion, that the menorah, the top parts of the menorah can be taken out. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. You could take out the neighbors of the menorah, light it outside. That's, you have to still say a big chiddush. That's good enough for the mitzvah of hadlaka osa mitzvah, but that part of the menorah is allowed to be taken outside. You got to say something like that. Or they could create a situation, a long pole also, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam's lashon is if a kohen takes it out. Otzion lachutz, you're right. That could have been if you just had a hadlaka's kshir bazaar, you could say it was a very long match. But if not, the Rambam says, b'feirush, you can take it out. So you have to say something like, maybe mutter lahadlik, you could say that the zar could do the maisa hadlaka, and the mitzvah is done by the kohen later when he positions the top nearest things on top of the menorah. Something like that, because to say hadlaka osa mitzvah outside is very difficult. Right? Really, it must be that the mitzvah is by the kohen putting it on. And maybe that's similar to the Reb Chaim on this Rambam. Doesn't discuss the Menachas Chinuch's question, but he discusses whether the mitzvah is to light or to mitzvah is to have them lit. Right? Is it a maisa hadlaka or is it a matzav shehudlak That is a question that Reb Chaim deals with, so maybe that can relate to this issue. If you light it outside, it's still hard to say that's halakha osa mitzvah. But maybe one could say that the Yisrael could help get it done, but the Kohen putting it on is really fulfilling the mitzvah. Something like that as an answer that was suggested a couple of months ago. Okay, let us continue now. So the Gemara says, we have this machlokas, and we quoted it as a machlokas tanaim. I think we're up to b'maika miflagi. Is that correct? Think about the b'maika miflagi. What is this machlokas about? This machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemya. The Tanakama who says everything, even the neros on top, have to come from the same piece of gold. Rabbi Nechemya says no, only the menorah itself, but the neros do not. So b'maika miflagi, b'haikra, they're arguing about the following pasuk, the Tanya, kikar zahav tar yasa osa, make it one entire kikar of pure gold. Lamanu l'menorah shabam mina kikar. I know it comes from one piece. Midan l'rabos neros. How do I know to include its neros? Tamalomar eskol hakeila ma'ele. Yochol shani marba af malchacheha u'machtosel. Even the kalim, the havamina here is, even the kalim that's used to clean out the menorah, that also has to come from the one kikar, tamalomar, osa, divrei Reb Nechemya. No, osa is an exclusionary term. So Reb Nechemya says, the neros are included, but the other items are not included. Kasha, Reb, so that's how they darsh in this pasuk. The one that says that the neros are included, they include it from eskala kalama ela, and the one that says it's excluded, they would have excluded it from the word osa also. Kasha, Reb Nechemya, Reb Nechemya. We have a theory of Reb Nechemya. The Reb Nechemya that we just quoted holds that the neros must come from the same piece. Three lines up, we have a different Reb Nechemya that says the menorah comes from the kikar and not the neros from the kikar, arguing with the Tanakama, who says that they do. So Shrei Tanoi, I'll leave it to Reb Nechemya. It's two later Tanoim that are arguing about what Reb Nechemya said. Right? Pash is what Reb Nechemya said. Right, and this is one of the types of examples which Rashi in Ksubis, on Daf Nun Zayin, maybe I think it's Nun Zayin, where Rashi in Zayin says, even though we say Elu ve'elu, Dibre Lekim Chayim, by almost every machlokas in Shas, not by these types of machlokas. If there's a machlokas about what somebody said, that's not Elu ve'elu. If they're giving their own pshat and saying, I think this, okay. But if it's what did Rabbi Yochanan say, so that's not, you don't say Elu ve'elu there, because somebody obviously got the shear wrong. Two people walk out of shear. One says the rabbi says mutter. One says the rabbi said aser. So either he was ambiguous and he didn't give an answer. So then maybe you can say Elu ve'elu, possibly. But if it is clear what he said and just somebody got it wrong, then you wouldn't say Elu ve'elu. So that's always the issue to bring up when it says, Trei Tanoi Alibi Rabbi Nechemya. Okay, period. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Minora ba'a minakikar, vein malkacheho, umaklaseva neroseh ba'a minakikar. This is the second opinion in the Braisa. Before we just answer Rabbi Nechemya, the Stira, so what about the second opinion? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says that the neros do not come from the piece. Elamani mekayim eskala kelim ha'ela. So what do you use the inclusionary pasuk for? Shehayu kelim shel zahav. To teach me that all the kelim had to be made out of gold also. Ay, zahav. Pediksiva. I mean, it says it beferish. We need a drasha to include it. V'yasisa es neroseha shiva v'helas neroseha v'heiro lever panela u'malkacheha u'machtoseha zahav tahar. Pasuk is beferish that everything has to be made out of gold. So why would you think otherwise? So let's nitzrecha elo l'pineros. Now, I might have thought differently the top edge. The top edge of the neros. Why would I have thought differently? Because I know. Since the top always gets blackened from the wicks, from the oil, we all know, from candlesticks, or the chanukiyot, they all get black on top. So, I would have thought, we've had this the third time already over the past couple of weeks. I might have thought, we're going to have it a fourth time later today. Right, I might have thought that the Torah is rachmanis and compassion and is worried about the money of Klal Yisrael, and therefore if you have a choice, you know what? Don't you use gold on top. It's going to get ruined. You have to use pure gold. You have to use pure gold. The lev is zav kaldeh. Use some other type of gold, but not the fancy schmancy zav tahar. So I would have thought that. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush. That's why we need the inclusion of this eskola kelo ma'ela, teach me, even the tops of the neiros, don't say, HaTorah Chasal Avon HaShay Yisrael. You don't say that. Says it, how we would have said it ourselves? We would have said HaTorah Chasal without So far, we've always worked backwards. There was a mitzvah, and we said, well, we mentioned already two already, that you have to remove the kalim of the bayis hamenuga before the kohen declares it. Oh, atar achasa. And then the other case of, it says, Hashem says, by midyan, you have to give your animals to drink also. But that's fine. You have a halacha, you have a pasuk, and you're working backwards. This is unbelievable. You would have a havamina to change, to limit a halacha, a mitzvah, based on this svara. This is not as we've had it before. This is a unique type of havamina. Kamash, well, you don't say that. That's an amazing havamina. That havamina, kind of, I don't think he quotes it, but that seems to point to the direction of the Tiferes Yisrael that we mentioned a couple weeks ago when we had this at first. And that is Tiferes Yisrael in Tamin and Perakei, where he asked the Kasha, when do you say, after Achasam, I want to show Yisrael, when do you say, Ein Aniyiz Mamakam Ashiris, which fascinatingly, I didn't realize before, both of those come up on the bottom of today's Amud. Both of those are going to come up. Do you say one, do you say the other? That, no, you don't cut corners when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, versus the Torah's Rachmanis. So what's the difference? When do you say the other? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, it depends on Chazal. Right, others try to give an answer. Maybe there's a difference between kedushas bedek habayis, kedushas haguf. There are other answers tried to be given. It's hard to work them in to all the cases. So the Tiferes Yisrael says it's one of those of that the like malach and chol hamoed, like other cases where Chazal are given the ability to darshan to figure out what's going to be included, what's not going to be included. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, talking about the shovel that was used every day for the ketores. It was made out of silver, not made out of gold. The Torah chasam amanah shel Yisrael. V'yavagav debezvachim kamar din mechabs the big dekahuna. Even though we know in Zachman says we don't put the big dekahuna in the laundry to clean them because ein aniyas b'makam ashiris nirali dahakol lefi ahefsid v'yakol lefi kvod haavoda v'yakol lefi atzarech. It all depends on the case. Chazal figured out. And that's why they allow the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to use Bishel Zav, Mishum Cholshet the Kohen Gadol, or Mishum Kedusha Zav, even though it's going to get ruined. But the Kohen Gadol was weak, and gold is lighter, or Mishum Kedusha Zavoda. Ubahamaturit kamasugyus bishas, telefamim kamar tarachasa, ulefamim kamar inanius. Vain masha kasafti, bisyata the shmaya bepirushenu in shkalam. Okay, but this is the Tiferes Yisrael in Tamid, Perak Hey, Os, Chav Zayin. Right, so that is hinted to possibly in the Havamina of our Gemara. The fact that the Gemara had a Havamina to interpret a halacha in a certain way. Kamash will note, don't we work backwards? The answer is maybe not. Maybe Chazal say that this is where we would have said it. Kamash will on. So we've got to add that in to the Tiferes Yisrael. There's Gemara in Melachis on Daf Peites Amid Aleph. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, two dots on top. Chatzi lug shemen letoda. Half a lug of shemen was used for the toda. Right, this is back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, right, what is this parak about so far? Right, the Mishnah has discussed the different measures in the Beis HaMikdash. The solid measures, that was Shabbos' daf, and the liquid measures, that was yesterday's daf. So the liquid measures were, the chatzi lug was used for the mesota, and used for the shemen in the toda. Those are the two the Mishnah listed. So the chatzi lug shemen for the toda. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva Omer. By the way, there's a Shir B'Iyun tonight. Shir B'Iyun related to last week's daf, Toch Kedei Dibur. Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Olav Kedibur Dami, B'Elishan, that's tonight at 9:30. Everybody's invited. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Matam Olomar, B'Shemen, B'Shemen, Shnei Pa'amim. Why does it say the word B'Shemen twice? Rashi quotes the pasuk on top, Chalos Masos, Belulos, B'Shemen, Urikiki Masos, B'Shuchem, B'Shamen, the two of the three types of matzahs of the Toda. Why did it say the word B'Shemen twice? Just say, Chalos Matzos, Rekiki Matzos, B'Shuchem B'Shamen. Or B'Lulos U'Meshuchem. Figure out another way to say it. You don't have to say B'Shemen twice. Right, or just B'Shuchem. What else is it M'Shuch with? Of course it's oil. So, Ilulun Emer El B'Shemen, if we only had the first one, Hayisi B'Shemen Echad, Ilulun Emer El B'Shemen Echad, Hayisi Omer, Harihu Kachol HaMenachos L'Lug. I would have said that this is like all Menachos, where you have a lug per Isaron, which is more than you have for these. So, Aksha, Shekasa, B'Shemen, B'Shemen. Now that you have two B'Shemens, Havi Ribui, Achar Ribui. It is two inclusions in a row, and V'in Ribui, Achar Ribui, El Lamayit. You include, and then you include the inclusion which we say is an exclusion. So you go down one. Right, that's why you have two Bashemis to teach me this halacha of Chatziluk. Ask the Gemara, one second, what do you mean? Only one of these Bashemis is extra. The first one's good. The first one's Lagufa. The first one's to teach you that you have to do it in oil. The second one is extra. So this isn't a ribui acha ribui. This is only one ribui. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, this is what you should darshan. Ila lo nomar b'shemen kol ikr. No, you don't even need this b'shemen. That's how you have to read the pasuk. You wouldn't have had any b'shemens in this pasuk. Hayisi omer, harihu kachal ha-menachos lo lug. I would have said this is like all menachos, that you need a lug of oil. I would have said that anyway. This is a mincha. We've had this discussion in the past. How much is a carbon tamid called a carbon mincha? The Gemara, way earlier, that towards the beginning of the Masechta, said the Lachmi Todah are not exactly carbonous mincha. It's Boim Hazevach. So sometimes it is a little bit like a mincha, and it is a little bit like a mincha. But, says the Gemara in the Havamina here, that if without any Bashemin word, I would have said, it is like other menachas, the lug, and I would have required a lug. So, Achshav Shenemar, Bashemin, Bashemin, now that it says two extra Bashemins, have a ribui acha ribui, vein ribui acha ribui el lama'it, miyato hakasuv lachatzi lug. Right, so you just add in a line to the brisa. Instead of saying, one is enough, I would have said, zero is enough. And that's where the two Bashemins are both extra, two inclusions equal an exclusion, and therefore you go down. All you need is a half, a log to be split amongst all the chalas. Yochol, yechatzi lug zeh, mischalek l'shlosha minim. I might have thought that this half a log should be split amongst all 30 of the matzah loaves of the Todah. Remember, 30 matzah and 10 chametz. So I would have thought it says half a log, so you got to split this among all 30. L'chalos, so the rekikin l'revicha, for all three. But no, keep reading. K'shu omer bashemen b'revicha she'ein tam alomar. Because it says a third Bashemin in the Pasuk. If you read that Pasuk, Rashi doesn't quote the continuation, but that Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, and Sav, in the context of Karbon Todah, so there are three Bashemin said. I think I brought it here. The Pasuk says, Imal Todah Yakrivenu, Vekriv al Zevach HaTodah, Chalas Masas Blulus Bashemin, Rukiga Masas Beshucham Hashemin, Vesolas Murbeches, Chalas Blulus Bashemin. It says the word Bashemin three times in the Pasuk. So what's the third time? So, says the Gemara, Reba, Sheita, Baloma, the Pasuk shouldn't have said it, Reba, Shemen, Revicha. So I have an inclusion of Shemen for the last one, for the Revicha, the one that is saturated with oil. Haketzad, meaning what? Maybe, Chatzi, Luk, Shemen, Vechotzehu, bring half a look of Shemen and split it. Chetzio, Lechalo, so the Rekikin, Vechatzi, the Revicha. The Revicha is more saturated than the other two, because you split a half a log amongst a quarter of a log for the first 20, and the other quarter of a log for the 10. So that is why the Revichim, we have this once before, the Revichim are more saturated with oil than the earlier ones. Okay, that is how the Tanakhama darshens the Psukim. Amalo, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva! Imata marbe kolayom kula b'shemen b'shemen, eni shamei alacha. And Akiva, even if you have these drushes all day, I'm not going to listen to you. You could talk, right? You could talk. I'm not going to listen. Meaning, I don't agree with your darshaning in these psukim. Ella says, "Rabbi Ben Azariah, Chatzi luk shemen latoda, uraviyas shemen lenazir, ve'acharas hayom shebeinida lenida, halacha lemoshe misinai." Right? These three are halacha moshe misinai. Meaning, Rashi says there's no machlokas in din here. So my chlokas, what the limud is. What do you have to go up with psukim for? Darshing b'shemen. Talach Moshe b'sinai. They have to use this amount of oil for the, right, revius shemen lenazir. A revius of shemen for a nazir. What does that mean? A revius for these chalas, a revius for those chalas. So therefore, that's at least how Rashi includes the Gemara, that there is no machlokas here. Lamaisa is just a question of how you darshit it. Right, this is a bomb against the Rambam, as we mentioned, some cases you could get out of. But it seems to be before, it says a machlokas, about halacha moshe b'sinai. Sometimes it says gemar gemira la, so you can say the Rambam doesn't interpret that as a halacha moshe b'sinai. But here, assuming the Rambam has this girsa, it says beferish, halacha moshe b'sinai, it's a machlokas about it, whether you need it, so therefore, it is it's a problem. Maybe one could say, what does the Rambam mean, that there's no machlokas? There's no machlokas about a halacha learned down from a halacha moshe b'sinai. I think everybody would agree to that halacha. Here, nobody's arguing on the halacha. Rather, just arguing on the source of it. Maybe that's one idea to get out of it. Though it's somewhat difficult because you might say there is enough kamina here regarding an onesh. Right? It's, we had a Tuesday night shir about that. Whether you give onesh based on halacha moshe b'sinai, it's not mafurish Okay, that is the Rambam. So what are these other two items on the list, though? We have a half a look shemen for a toda. That's what we were just talking about. Revi'ah shemen for a nazir. Right, that's the other item in the Mishnah. And the 11 days beinida l'nida. So that has not come up for a long time. What does that mean? So we know on a daraisa level, there are two types of women that become tame with a flow. You know, first time in a woman's life when she gets her nidus, when she gets her period, so she becomes a nida daraisa. And from that moment, one counts 7 days. It doesn't matter what happens during those 7 days. Doesn't matter, she is a nida. At the end of the 7 days, woman does a hefsek tara, she goes to the mikveh, if the blood has stopped, then she is tahora labaila after those 7 days. Mida oraisa. That night, she can be with her husband. Right? That's the nida daraisa. If the blood has not stopped, so then we get into the 11 days. That's the 7-11 of Zava. The 11 days, which is called an unnatural flow. The Torah assumes that 7 days is natural for a cycle. And the 11 days in between, that's called an unnatural flow with some type of tumah sickness. If a woman has a Riyah, then she becomes a Zava. One time, two times, three times, she becomes a Zava Gedola. And she has to wait 7 clean days and bring a carbon at the end of those 7 days. Right? We know that's one of the Mechusri Kapara. Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora are the Mechusri Kapara. Para, those people that are not only Tamei, but they have to bring a carbon in their Tara process, right? A Tamei mace is not a Mechusri Kapara. All of us aren't going to have to bring carbonus because we were Tamei mace. That's not Mechayev a carbon. All the other, some of the other Tumas, Zav, Zavi, Yoledes, and Mitzora, are all going to have to bring carbonus along with their Tara process. But that is the difference between a Zava and a Nida. A Zava requires Shivan Akim, a Nida does not. Bisman Hazeh, that is the Gemara Meseches Nida, that said, we'll get to Ezra next summer, right? Meseches Nida, that says, Bezrat Hashem, that nowadays all women treat themselves whenever they see any type of dam as a Zava Gedola. That's the Chumra known as the Chumra Durab Zera. Gemara Nida Daf Samach Vav Ben Aleph, Amar Rabbi Zera, Benos Yisrael Echmiro Al Atzman, Shafilu Roos Tibustam Kachardal, Yoshvos Aleha Shivanakiyim. Even the Benos Yisrael were machmir on themselves that even if they see a tiny drop of dam, then they sit Shivanakiyim. And even though the language of the Gemara is Benos Yisrael Echmiro Al Atzman, nobody is Poriz Gedeb Ismanazeh. There are no kulas with Shivanakiyim. There might be kulas in dire situations, Shasat Chak Mamish, with the extra 5 days before we start counting the Shivanakiyim, or the extra 4 days, right? Five to get rid of one of the 5 days, to have the 4 days, the extra day was called the extra day of the Trumas Hadeshen for Beit HaShemashes. So we could might be able to whittle away a day of the 5 days in Shasat Chak cases, but we can never get rid of Shivanakiyim. Even though the Gemara says, Benos Yisrael Hechmir Al Atzmam, that Chumra is Din. And so the Ramban, you don't have to trust me on it. The Ramban says it. The Ramban 800 years ago, the Ramban in Hilchos Nida says, Chum Rezu Shinagul Bnos Yisrael Hochshiru Be'enei Chachamim Va'asu Osaka Halacha Psuka B'chol Makom. This is one of the three Halacha Psukas. The Gemara in Bracha says that you should only daven not after learning an Iyun Shir. You should only daven after learning a clear-cut Halacha. So your mind is clear. So what is the Halacha Psuka? So of course, three Halacha Psukas. One of them is from Kachim, one of them is from Zrayim, and one of them is from Taurus. You would have thought Halacha Psuka. You would have said, you know, you should Hilchos Tefila, Hilchos Kriyashma. The Gemara said, no, these are Halacha. So one of the Halacha Psukas is this one, Reb Zeira. But it's the Chmir Olat Zbam, Shafil Roas, Yibut Tachardo, Yoshev Eslav Shevet Akiyam. But that is the Ramban and Hilchos Nida, that is the 11 days. There is, you should be aware of, the sheet of the Rambam, which is against everybody. The Rambam, we paskin that at the end of the 11 days, if a woman is still having a Re'iyah, she cannot start her Yemei Nida again until she has Shevet Akiyam. And so we assume that sometimes there's more than 11 days between Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. Because you don't start Yemei Nida again until Shivan Akiyam. The Meshech Chachma discusses, what are we going to go back? Are we going to go back to this Asalavo? Lachora, because Karbana is going to know. Their Karbana is for a Zava, not for a Nida. But the most we showed him hold that the 7 days don't start again unless you have Shivan Akiyam of the Zava. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says, 7-11, period for life. That's the Rambam Shita. How does he work out the Gemaras? How does he work out the whole system? Okay, that's difficult. But the Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Bia says, first of all, he says, Hizahir b'shnei shemos elu, shehen yimei nidasa v'yimei zivasa. Don't get confused, right? That's why Menosu HaChmir Olatzvam. Right, it's hard enough today holding a Vesta's calendar. Imagine a Zava Nida. Right, it's confusing. So the Rambam says, "Kol Yemei Aisha Miyom Sheyikva La Vest Achetamus Oachi Yakar Vest Liyom Achar Tispor La Olam Shiva Mitchilas Yemeom Aves Vacharein Achadasar Shiva Vacharein Achadasar V'Tizar B'Minyan Kadesha Teda Be'Isha Tiradam Imbe Nidaraz Obi Meziva Shekol Yemei Shel Aisha Kachin Shiva Yemei Nida Vacharasay Meziva." Unless birth stops it. But other than that, 7-11. So that is the Rambam Shita, very difficult Shita to fit into some of the Gemaras, but other Rishonim point out that the Rambam is against everybody else. The Kesef Mishnah points that out, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ramban, who has Raya's Bruros, that's not true. Okay, but that's related to this Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of 7-11. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, Bilog, two dots. Bilug hayamoded. The lug, with the lug, we used to measure. What we used to measure, the Mishnah said. But with a lug, you measure for all menachas. Right? Because every menachas, every Yisarin gets a lug. Tana Rabbanan, bimitzora ani, ksiv, by a mitzora ani, it says, Yisaron balul balug. What does that mean? The pasuk says in Vayikra, Yudal and Chaf Aleph, I'll read it to you. Vimdalhu, ve'en yadomaseges, mitzora has an olive yorid. Right, we know there's an olive yored in Vayikra. Certain Aveiros have an olive yored, carbon based on tax bracket. Mitzora also has an olive yored. Not too many. I think there are three olive yoreds. I think there's the one by the olive yored in Vayikra, by the certain Aveiros, and then there's Yoledas, and then there's Mitzora. I think that's it. All other carbonas, you have to bring the carbon, that you're Mechuyev. But here the Mitzora says, if he's a poor Mitzora, and he cannot, doesn't have enough money to bring the regular carbonas, what does he cake? Here's the lashon. So it has the word isaron, then the word balul, then the word log, all in the pasuk. So limid, what is that teaching me? Limid al isaron shetan log divrei chachamim, to teach me that the isaron needs a log by the mitzora ani. Like the second day in the Mishnah, that no matter how big the mincha is, it always needs a lug. You don't go isaron per lug per isaron. It's always one lug, period. What are they then do with the pasuk by mitzora? Do you need that to teach me that halach itself? To kam rachmana leisi chad isaron. The Torah says, bring one Isaron, and bring one lug with that Isaron. You don't need a pasuk for that. Say the second opinion. Once the Torah says, by the rich Mitzora, gimel karbanos v'gimel esronos, so hacha dechad karban, chad Isaron. Same ratio of Isronos to animal karbanos. The first opinion, no, Isaron, you still need it. Why? Since the Torah says that has rachmanis, that you can bring medallas, you can bring one little asham instead of the other karbanas. Ema loli boy mincha klal, says the Shiva Kubat, says, I might have thought when the Torah is makel, so the Torah just went down to an asham. You don't even have to bring a mincha at all. The idach legami lo ashkechan. The other one said, no, come on. You wouldn't be getting out of the mincha totally, you'll make the mincha smaller. Not totally. So that's the machlokas about this drasha. So the other side, v'rabanan, hi l'mincha v'lok shem my avdilei. We explain what the second opinion does with the first one's psukim. What about the other way? What do they use l'mincha v'lok shem for? The first opinion used it to teach me lo perisaron. Ha'ul misadiv mincha shol yifchos midavar ton lug. Whenever you're given a double, you can't give less than a lug of oils mincha. Umayni isaron, you got to give at least an isaron. The idav tardish ramina, and the other one learns both of them from that halacha. Fine, two dots. So it's mentioned in the Mishnah. So I mentioned from the Rashi yesterday in the Ksav Yad, he does the math, but the Gemara does the math today. Minolan, how do you know that six log lapar? Because the pasuk says in Pinchas, v'niskehem chatzia hin yelapar. So it says their nisachim will be half a hin for a par. So hin tresa lugehavin. A hin is 12 lug. That's why a par is going to need 6 lug, because it's half a hin. Dichsiv, how do you know it's 12 lug? Dichsiv, shemen zayis hin. Viksiv, shemen, so it says, you need shemen zayis hin here. Viksiv, shemen mishchas kodesh yezeh lilu darosechem. Ksir shemen, it says zeh in the second pasuk. Zeh begematria tracer havyin. And says Gematria 12. That's how you know, throw the Zeh over to the other Pasik, Shemen, and you always need the Hin, Zeh is 12, and therefore you need 12 Lugin. Let's stop there for a second. This is a very special day in Daf Yomi world. Why? There are only two halachas in all of Shas that are learned out from a Gematria. This is one of them. The last one was back in Maseches Nazir. There's only two in all of Shas. Number one is right here. 12 Lugin. It's learned out from the word Zeh. The other one is Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazir, I'm a Nazir. How long is that? 30 days. How do you know? Because it says, Gadel Pera, Kadosh Yihyeh. It says Yihyeh, Yihyeh is Gematria 30. So right, a Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Yud, and then a Hey. That's Gematria 30. Those are the two halachas in Shas that are learned that from a Gematria. The Rush in Maseches Nazir on Daf Hey says, don't take it so seriously. Really, there are zero halachas in Shas learned that from a Gematria. These Gematrias are just, smachta, it's a nice remez. It's not in the Yud Gimel Midos. Says the Rush over there, the La Yiret, the Gemara Gemirula, Vasmechu Akra, That's the Rosh over there. The Ramban, though, and other Rishonim say, no. Gematria, most of the time, Gematria is just a, remez, like it says in Pirkei Avos, parparos la Torah. But these two contexts, Chazal, Dafka, learned it from Gematria. They had a Mesorah to learn it from a Gematria. If you look at the Karen over there, the Karen over is the one that links it. Karenor there says, if the Rosh says it over here by Nazir, Mistami, he says it in Menachas Peites also. That it's just an Asmachta. But according to the Rishonim, let's say, somewhat more serious, so then they both would be more serious. That's what the Karenor points out over there in Nazir on Daf Hey. Nafgamina, he says, over there, excuse me, whether it's a real Liban or not, he says, do you say Mixes Yom Kukulu on the last day? Which we say by Naziris. He says, if it's a real limud, you'd be more hesitant to say mixas hayom kukulo. If it's a smach, so then maybe you would say mixas hayom kukulo. But those are the two halachas learned that from Gematria. Baruch Hashem. Weiter. Shlosha umechsa l'menorah chatilorachol ner. 3.5 log for menorah, as we said in the Mishnah. A half a log for every ner. Tosa says, chatilog tema. Loma ha'izor l'kadish Hashem b'klisharis. Why do they have to be Mekadish the oil in the Klisharis? What exactly is Tosas asking? That is very unclear. What do you mean you have to Mekadish? Why not? So some, I'm just going to say this number that shut them outside, some say it means that what do you need the Kli for? It'll be Mekadish itself in the menorah. The menorah itself is a Klisharis. So why do you have to have the half logs beforehand to be Mekadish it? The menorah itself will be Mekadish it. Number one. Or others say, the Chazonish says, does the oil have to be in its kaddish at all, Tosas is bothered by? It's the candle that itself is the ikur mitzvah. The oil just acts as a facilitator. Fascinating way to say it. He says, Kavanasam, to kiddush kli nafkalon me v'akesha, avol shemin shal menorah, mashmelu de'ino b'chlal haktara, ela ikur mitzvah hein or haneros, v'shemin memela misba'er, ve'eno inyan l'menachas. It's not like burned per se for a mitzvah. Uminolon de klisharis bakacho. Efshar de kedushas peh. Sagile le kiddush kedushas aguf. So he says, who said you need regular kedusha by this shemen? So that was two of them. There are others, other answers as well. But that is a couple of shot than what Tosfos means. We know immediately viter. How do I know though that you got to put in half a log for each day? The Tana Rabbanan may erev ad boker tein lami dasah she deidolekas veolachas erev ad boker. You got to put in enough so that it lasts the entire night. Because I'll say it's got to last the entire night, every night of the year. So in the winter months, the nights are very long. So the halacha is even in the summer months when the nights are shorter, you always have to put in the same exact amount every night. So, even in the summer months, you got to put in a half a loaf, because that's what Chazal determined is the amount needed for every single night. Ein somchan al hanes, and therefore, you have to put in a half a loaf. By the way, this Gemara, the Rashba quotes as one of his rayas against the Rambam, that the mitzvah is only to light the menorah at night. Not like the Rambam says to light it in the morning, because the Gemara here says it's got to be able to last from night till morning. Ad boker. So it sounds like against the Rambam. That's one of the Rashba's rayas. Dover acher, what's the other drasha given for, and that's how you know that's to be a chatzi look. Dover acher me'ervad boker ein locha avoda shekshera me'ervad boker elazubilvad. The only avoda that's kosher me'ervad boker, Rashi says, after the tamid shel bein harbayim, What avoda do you do after that? This one, you light the menorah. V'shira chachamim, now finishing up the raya, chatzi log be'artav atzafra. The chachamim estimated that it's half a log from night till the morning. How? Ika da'armi milamala lamata shiru. Some say they went milamala lamata, meaning they put in a log, and they saw that there was extra. Then they put in 9/10 of a log. Then they put in a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit that less, until they get to half a log. They started off putting it extra, and then they came down to finding the right amount. V'ikadam, the opposite, mimata lamala shiru. And some say, no, they went, they put in a little bit, oh, it wasn't enough. They put in a little bit more, oh, it wasn't enough. A little bit more, a little bit more, they kept putting in more, until they got to the chatzi log. What's the machlokas about? This historical machlokas. Madar mimata lamala shiru, hatarachas avonashu Yisrael. Madar mimata lamata shiru, and yis v'makam ashiris. Right, the two opposite principles that we mentioned, do you have to try to cut corners, or, no, not in the Beis HaMikdash. The two principles right here, quoted in the Gemara, and remember that Tiferes Yisrael and Tamid, in Parakeh. You gotta remember that Tiferes Yisrael.
They don't say that if it wasn't enough to begin with, then it wasn't
enough. Ah, if it wasn't enough to begin with. Wasn't enough to begin with, so they weren't Yosef the Mitzvah. Maybe that's only once you know. Once you know what the shear, that they thought this might have been enough. So maybe at that time it could have been a halakha was a mitzvah at that point, because they thought this was going to be enough until they messed up. One final point, and then we'll get to the Mishnah. There is a very famous question, and I say famous with the I don't even have to say we'll make it famous right now. It is a famous question, the most famous question maybe in the entire halachic literature, and that is known as the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Beis Yosef Kasha on Chanukah, why is Chanukah 8 days and not seven? There wasn't enough oil to burn for one day. So the Beis Yosef gets the credit for this. Last night I was thinking, I feel bad for somebody. Well, the Beis Yosef gets the Kasha. There were 500 answers. I have a safer at home, 500 answers to that Kasha. It was usually Ner Lameah, 100 answers, now there are 500 answers. There, a lot of them are breakoffs of the same answer. But the Beis, what is the Beis Yosef answer? Nobody knows what the Beis Yosef answers. Beis Yosef himself has three answers. But you should know, the Beis Yosef's the exact question and three answers are given by the Tosfos HaRosh. So it should be called the Tosfos HaRosh's Kasha. It should be called the Beis Yosef's Kasha. I mean, the Beis Yosef made it famous, so we can give him the credit. But the Tosfos HaRosh, the same exact question and three answers are given in the Tosfos HaRosh and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, but the Tosfos HaRosh also brings it to our Gemara. That's why I'm quoting this here. What's the Kasha? Right? Is it 8 days? So the three answers are, maybe they only put in a little bit each night, and it burns for the whole time. Shechilku shemesh v'pach l'shmona chalakim, u'b'kol laylo ha'yinostim b'minorah chelak echad. And that was, it was the nace even the first night. Or yesh lomar, even after they poured in the oil the first night, the pach that they poured it from was still full. Or the third answer, even after they woke up the next morning, it was still full, where they poured into. Those are the three answers. So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes all of those three answers also. What was the first answer? They split it. They split it into threes. Doesn't it say that you got to put in enough to last until the morning? And at this time, they knew exactly how much it was already. It's by Sheni. They obviously knew you need chatzi log. So how they do this? You have to put in the right amount. Hainu hecha de'afshar. That halacha only applies where you know you have enough. You have enough for other nights. Inami, or I think it was another answer. Hecha de Efshar. This relates to this, we had a discussion of this, long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. Let's say you have enough for all, you have a little bit for each night. I could say, I'm doing tonight's mitzvah, I don't have to worry about the future. Or do I say, no, I have to worry about the future, I only use a little eighth. I never thought about it, it connects to that sugya, about the Radvaz and the Chacham Svi and all of those other, topics that we mentioned about Minyan and about, So Tosfos HaRosh quotes our Gemara in the context of the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Okay, Tofresh Ayin, if one wants to look it up in the original. Viter, says the Mishnah, Ma'ar b'nischei par b'nischei elim. When we're talking about the Nesachim are the wine libations, that also have flour and oil that come with them, comes with every carbonola, every carbon shlamim. So the halacha is that you're allowed to mix the nischei parim and nischei elim together. Why? Because they have the same ratio of oil and flour. So you can mix it all together. It's no big deal. Nischei kvasim and nischei kvasim. Also that. Shel yachid b'shel tzibur. It all has the same ratios. Shel yom b'shel emesh. Yesterday's and today's. Why? Because we know the halacha of you could bring your Nesachim, carve it today and your Nesachim tomorrow. So if you have yesterday's Nesachim, which you could bring today, and today's Nesachim, so you can bring it together because they have the same ratio. Aval, Ein Ma'arvin, Nischei Kfasim, B'Nischei Parim Ve'Elim, but you can't do that because they have different ratios. V'im Balalan, and if you mix them, V'im Balalan, Eilu B'fnei Atzman, Ve'Elu B'fnei Atzman, let's say you mix them respectively, their oil and flour respectively separately first, V'Nis Arvu, and then they became mixed up, Kesherim, that's okay. As long as you did the belila separately, even if they got mixed up afterwards, before the haktara, it's okay. The Chazanish also points out, even before you did the yitzika. Remember we said you have three times that you add oil. The final time is the yitzika. You just pour it on at the end. Even if you didn't do the yitzika yet, it's okay when it is together. Imachelo balal pasal. But if you didn't mix the oil and the flour together yet, and then they got mixed in, it's pasal. Because now you didn't even do belila. That is an ikker part of the carbon. Hakeves, even though we said earlier in the Mishnah, I think on Daf Yud Ches or so, even if you didn't do Belila at all, it's okay, but if you didn't do Belila, then it got mixed up into another carbon before the Haktara, then that's Ma'akev. Hakeves haba ima Omer, the Keves that comes with the carbon of Omer on the second day of Pesach, afa pishe minchaso kfula, lo hayu nesachav kfulim. Even though it has a double mincha, it does not have a double measurement of nesachim. Period. Vira minhu. Is it really true that if it got mixed up, it is okay? V'hiktiru shelo ya'ariv chalavim b'chalavim. We know that if you have fats to burn on the mizbeach, you got to burn them each separately. This is the ola fat. This is the shlamim fat. You got to burn everything on the mizbeach. So how could you say we're comparing chalavim to minchas? How can our Mishnah say if you get mixed up, it's okay? The Brisa says it's not okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, im nisarvu ka'amar. The Mishnah doesn't say lachachila. You're saying if it got mixed up. If it got mixed up, then it's okay. Right, and here the Brisa says that it shouldn't get mixed up. So the Brisa is l'chadchila, and the Mishnah is b'di'eved. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, is that really true? That the Mishnah is talking about b'di'eved? But then, Ihachi, v'ein ma'ar v'nischei kvasim v'nischei perim v'eilim. But the next line of the Mishnah says something more chamor, that you cannot mix up these. And if you want to say that the first line of the Mishnah is talking about b'di'eved, it's okay, the next line of the Mishnah must be saying b'di'eved, it's not okay. And if they got mixed up with wrong ratios, it's possible. But that's not true, because the next line of the Mishnah says, b'lalan eilu b'fnei atzman ve'eilu b'fnei atzman, v'nis arvuk sherin milchad d'reish l'chadchila ka'amar. Right? So it sounds like the previous line is only l'chadchila. So basically we have difficulty reading our Mishnah. If you say our Mishnah is talking about the three lines, line one, b'di'eved is kosher, then line two must mean b'di'eved is pasul. But the third line says b'di'eved is kosher also. So how do you read the Mishnah? So Amar Abaya, hachi ka'amar. Abaya said, no, this is what the Mishnah means. What does it mean, l'chadchila? It is l'chadchila, the Mishnah. So that's how it solves all the problems. The only question now is, how do you put it together with the Braisa? If the first line of the Mishnah is l'chadchila. So, hachikar ma'arvin yeinon, im nis'arif salted v'shmeinon. That's what the Mishnah means. If its flour and oil already got mixed up, which you cannot mix up l'chadchila, if it got mixed up, so then wine, the wine part of the libations, you can be misarif also. What's the solus of the Sheva got mixed up? Says the Gemara of Yehin l'chadchila lo, what originally though you couldn't? What if the salt of the shemen wouldn't get mixed up, then the wine would not be able to be misarev? Fatanyo, bamed var mamurim, besolos v'shemen, aval yayin ma'arvin. The Brisa says, you can mix up the wine. What are you doing with the wine? Just pouring it down the shisen. So if you mix up a couple of wine, it's all going to the same place anyway. You're burning it. There's no ratio issue. So you can always mix up the wine. So el rabaya hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Hecha de huktar, solson v'shmenon, ma'arvin yayin l'chadchila. What the Brisa means is, when the solas of the Shemen already have been burned, so then you can be married the wine l'chadchila. Hecha delo oktar, if they have not been burned yet, im nis'arif salta v'shmeinan ma'arvin nami yayin, if they're mixed up already, you can mix the wine, v'im lav ein ma'arvin. But if not, you cannot. It's not true, you can't always mix up the wine. You cannot mix up wines with each other if the other parts are not why. Gzera, dilma asi la ruvei, solas v'shemen l'chadchila. Because you can be, you might come to mix up everything else. If you can mix up the wine, you might come to mix up the other tarovis as well. By the way, the Rambam says that once the chalavim are all mixed up, you can be makrav it all together also. You don't have to be makrav each one separately. Once you don't know what it is, so then you can just burn it all together. Because it's mixed, even if you makrav them separately, it's considered mixed up. That's the language of Ravis Zalman. Okay, keves haboim ha'omer v'chulu tana rabbanan u'min chaso shnei esrodim limid ala keves haboim ha'omer shemin chaso kfula. So Shnei Asronim, usually a mincha is one Isaron. So you learn from here that the Omer has two. Yocho, Kashev Shem Mincha, so Kfula Kach, Yeno Kafol. You might think just like it's Mincha is Kafol, so too it's wine is Kafol, Tamalomar, Vinisko Yain, Revius Ahin. No, it's only Revius. Yocho, Lo Yeh, Yeno Kafol, Sheino Nivlal Mincha, so Ava Yishmeno Kafol, Shen Nivlal Mincha, so maybe its wine is not double, but its oil is double, because its flour is double. Tamalomar, Vinisko, Kol Nisach, Avo Yu, El Revius. No, it's only a Revius. My Talmuda, how do you get that from the word Vinisko? How does Vinisko teach me that it's only a Revius? Amar Balazar, Ksiv Viniska, the Karina Vinisko. It says Viniska. It says it has a hay there, which is feminine, and Karina Vinisko, which is masculine. So Ketzad, so we're comparing Niska de Mincha, Kinisko de Yayin. That's the comparison. Ma Yayin Revius, Av Sheminami Revius. So we compare the Niska and the Nisko, the Kri and the Ksiv. Period. Also, another not so common way of learning halachas, kriyeing sifs. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, one little part more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asham Mitzora Sheshachtu Shalol Lishma. An Asham Mitzora that you shechted Shalol Lishma. Right, getting back to Zvachim and beginning of Menachas days. So, why does the Asham Mitzora? A regular Asham never has Nisachim. An Asha Mitzara has Nesachim. That's where he brings this case. An Asha Mitzara, the Yishad HaShalol Lishma, Ta Nesachim, you still have to bring the Nesachim with it. Even though it doesn't count for the owner, but it's still a kosher animal, as we know. You still have to bring the Nesachim. She'im Iyata Omer Kein, because if you do not say that you bring the Nesachim, if you say that you don't bring the Nesachim, Pasalto. You have Pasal there. What does that mean? So the Pashas is, the way the Rishonim understand this, is that you've changed the Mahus of the Karban. Once you change the mahus, you can't change the mahus of a karban, right? If there was an ola and it was always an ola and it's still an ola, okay, it might not have counted to fulfill the bialim's chiyuv, but it's still an ola. If it's this, if it's that, you can't change. But here's an asham mitzora. An asham mitzora has nesachim. So what are you going to make this into? If you don't allow him to bring the nesachim, so that's why you have to bring the nesachim. The Karen Ara says, but what do you mean? Even if you never brought the nesachim, it's kosher. Nesachim are ma'akev. So the Karen Ara must say, no, if we don't allow you to bring the Nesachim, if we're vaday doche the Nesachim, that makes it worse, right? So therefore, the Asham Mitzora, the Yishach L'Shlo L'Shma, needs Nesachim, because if not, if Miyata Omer came pasalto, you have pasled it. Maskif L'Rav Menashe Bargada, Maskif L'Rav Menashe Bargada, ask one second, Ela Miyata, there are others, Rav Menashe says, what, if you say that, so keves habayim ha'omer, shezato shalol lishmo, the keves that you shezato shalol lishmo, te mincha so kvula, it should still require a double mincha, shemiyat ha'omer ke basalto, because that's an inherent part of it that would change its nature if it's lost. The tamid shel shachar shezato shalol lishmo, the tamid that you shezato shalol lishmo, yeitan shegzirin b'koing echad, should require one koin bringing two logs of wood, which is the mitzvah of the morning. She'iyat ha'omer kein pasalto, because if not, you would be changing the inherent nature of the karban. V'tabit shal beit arbayim, sheshachta shlo lishmo, yitach shnei gzirin b'shnei kohanim. And the afternoon should have two kohanim bringing it. Shemiyat ha'omer kein pasalto. So in all these cases, what are you bringing? Only quoting Asher Mitzora. There are four other karbanis that also have something brought with them that you should have to bring, even if you did shlo lishmo. Answers the Gemara, Nechinami. Yeah, what are you so excited about? That's true. El amar rabbi, chadim minay nokat. We just said one of them. We just said one of them, and the other ones also would apply. Can you be mechalek? Yes, Rabbi Abba tomorrow, which we'll see, will tell us that maybe Asher Mitzora specifically is said to teach us a certain chiddush. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tonight, 9:30, Tok de Dibur Kedibur Dami. He's invited. Oh, Parsha Shia this week, Be'ezrat Hashem, is going to be on Thursday night. It's the only night we got. Thursday night. Hopefully it'll be up. I hope somebody on the other side will be able to put it up. We'll put it up on our end, but I'll talk to them. They'll have it up hopefully by late Thursday night or early Friday morning.